Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Sorry I Only Read Rom-Coms, where we talk about romance and how it shows up in our lives, especially in books. I'm Anu and I'm excited to be here. So how was your week? Catch me up. I think that this week was a bit draggy for me. It was just long. I think August was fast, and then from like the 27th, it was like, so we are still in August. So when it was Monday and it was like, we're still in August, I was just like, so I need you to, you know, pack it up and enter September already. But by the time September came, I was just feeling like meh about it. But yeah, also Thursdays have been giving Friday energy lately. Like, I would finish work and I'll be like, oh yeah, tomorrow is Saturday, I would rest or do whatever, and then it's like, actually tomorrow is Friday. Why? Who permitted you to give that kind of Friday energy? Like, how dare you? And it's always so frustrating because by the time I'm like fantasizing about my weekend, I've already packed things up, you know, from a work perspective, and I was like, okay, now I have to extend my energy. Very frustrating. Anywho, that's how I have been. It's finally Friday and I made my hair today, so I'm doing that awkward neck thing where my neck is just sticking out. Hopefully in 2 to 3 working days, you know, everything will be all right, and then, you know, looks will be served as it should be. This week we'll be talking about nothing in particular, just like doing a rom-com tag. I wanted to talk about some characters a bit more and also drag other characters a bit more, so let's dive in. I would have all the questions on our Instagram page at Sorry I Only Read Rom-Com, so if you're interested you can go on there and answer them and tag me, and that'll be fun. So question one is, if I see this character, I would punch them. And for me, that character would be the younger sister in Love Divine by Eva Freeman. Now, this character is so irritating. I just read this book yesterday and she was such a minor character, but it was so clear that the quality of life of the main character would be significantly better without her. And I was just like, what is your problem? So the main character was going through, just like went through a divorce, and she was trying to put her life together. And unfortunately, she lost her parents, I think at 16. No, the younger sister was 16 and she was like 22 or so. So she adopted her younger sister and had to play the role of the elder sister and a parent. That one now got attached to her and her partner. So when the marriage got dissolved, it was like, oh my God, I lost my parents so young and now I'm losing you too. But how she went about it was so irritating and so selfish, because it's like the person going through a divorce, she didn't even give a fuck about that one. It was just like, see, for the sake of my own selfish interest, get back together with your ex. And I'm like, fuck you. You need to, you just, no. I was so irritated, because it's just like, how dare you be so selfish and so mean and so inconsiderate. Like, no, if I see her, I'll punch her, even though I don't condone violence, but like, just for the sake of emoting, no. The second question is, my favorite trope, or this trope should die by fire. My favorite trope is the friend to lover trope. So when the couple starts as friends and it's like, oh yes, this is my G, this is my guy, this is my person, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, why do I have this feeling? Oh my God, is it going to ruin the friendship? And then they're just like having some crisis of love and I don't want us to ruin the friendship, and all that. It's like, oh Wendy, you better say what is on your chest. If not, someone else will just come in and then you now start getting all possessive and all of that. So, you know, talk it. Say what is on your mind, you know? Yeah, I also like forced proximity because it's always so intense. Like, you can't even breathe. The person will just come to you. And it's like, why are you everywhere? Leave me alone. I love forced proximity tropes. Beautiful. The trope that I think should die by fire is miscommunication trope. I hate that trope so much because it's like, be an adult, talk. Why aren't you seeking clarity? A lot of times it shows up as like them eavesdropping and catching the tail end of a conversation, and then they'll now jump into conclusion from that tail end, and the book will now drag. So it'll now be like maybe 30 pages that they would actually have a conversation and, you know, actually date and fix up. The rest of the book will just be argument, miscommunication. And it's just like, no. It's always so frustrating because I hate it so much. It should die by fire. Like, grow up. Actually talk. Then number three is my favorite grand gesture / what were you thinking? My favorite grand gesture is in What a Tangled Web, where someone gifted another person a cafe that she's always wanted. The backstory to that was, I think one of the characters wanted to buy the cafe. She was already working there, but her love interest bought it before she could bid for it, and that created a bit of conflict there, but it didn't last long because they started dating and then they liked each other, and it was just beautiful. And at the end of the book, since her partner wanted it, she now like gifted it to her, like, if you want to buy it, I'm open to, you know, selling it to you, and if you're open to taking it as a gift, that's fine by me. And I thought that was so sweet. You should read it. It's by Melissa Brady, What a Tangled Web. It's part of a trilogy, but I think you can read it on its own. And when you read it, you will know why it means so much. And it was just beautiful. It was just a beautiful gesture. The one that I'm just like, what were you thinking, is Beautiful Dreamer by Melissa Braden again. This man has the range. So this one packed up her things, packed up her business to move to a dead end town to date the most manipulative character I have ever seen. And the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, why would you do that? And it was supposed to be one of those, I don't know, is it moral lesson on you know, your work would not love you and all of that, and there's more to life than your work. But she wrote this character as someone that actually genuinely loved her job and was so proud of what she built. And instead of like the love interest to see that, she kept like undermining it and like showing her the finer things in life, like, I don't know, some country ass bar and taking a walk. And now, as a shrink, I love the whole taking a walk thing, but I just feel like you shouldn't undermine someone else's work because that is not your idea of fulfillment, and that's not what you think self-actualization means to you. Do you get what I mean? And the fact that she manipulated the girl to kind of move back, you need something, not a relationship with this girl that is just healthy. And no, I just hated that whole thing. Then number four is my favorite meet cute, or how they met. And for me, that is The Lies That Bind by Emily Griffin. The meet cute was just nice. It was very, I like the idea of meeting a stranger and just having that deep, meaningful conversation with that stranger and either leaving or, you know, getting more from that conversation. Because sometimes the people in your life don't know you as much as they think they do, or they wouldn't understand you because they are looking at you from you know, the lens of the history that all of you have together. So that conversation with that stranger, it was just, it was even beyond meeting the stranger, it was also so tender, it was so gentle. How she wrote about the first encounter, it was just beautiful. It wasn't rushed, it wasn't, you know, they didn't do the whole, you know how people just fake, oh no, I'm just here for something casual, I'm not hurting, I'm not this, I'm just like lacking emotions. Like, both characters came in, you know, ready to feel and ready to experience the other person, and it was just beautiful. Yeah, Emily Griffin can write her ass off. Yeah. If I could rewrite this story, I would. If I could rewrite Beautiful Dreamer, I would. Like, that, I think I would write it to a, you know, she went to a small town, met this girl, they had sex, they had a good time, and then they lived happily ever after, apart, right? One should go and face her small town, the other one should go and face her job in her big town. Not every time, happily ever after together, no. Then the next one is my favorite book to movie moment, or least favorite book to movie moment. And my favorite book to movie moment is The Fault in Our Stars. Least favorite would be 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. Next is the most awkward sex scene I've ever seen. And if you don't have this, what's your favorite sex scene? I don't have awkward sex scene. I can think of one, but I can't think of the title. But my favorite sex scene was the first one in The Makings of You. It was just gentle and nice, and it made sense. Yeah. Makings of You was written by Ava Freeman. Then number 8 is, I love how they negotiated consent in this book. And for me, that is In Development by Rachel Spangler. Like, they were hot and heavy, and one of them just paused, like, hey, until I get verbal consent, even though I want you so much, nothing is going to happen. And I was like, yes, that's how it's done. Then number 9 is my favorite heterosexual rom-com couple, or favorite queer rom-com couple. Favorite heterosexual couple is Augustus Waters and Hazel Grace in The Fault in Our Stars. Love them. And queer rom-com couple is Emery and Sarah in Hard Block, or Brian and Kennedy in Breakthrough. So Hard Block was written by Melissa Braden, and Breakthrough was written by Chris Bryan. I just like the dynamic there. Love them. Number 10 is the most ridiculous or best breakup I've ever read or watched. I don't have a ridiculous breakup scene that I hate like that, but the best one that I've read is She Drives Me Crazy. I like how or why they broke up, because one wasn't over the ex, and they talked about it like it was a very honest conversation. Like, I get it, I feel you, but I don't think it's healthy for me to be in this situation, so I'm just going to step back while you figure it out. And that made sense, right? My favorite friendship, because friends are cute. Anyway, that would be Late to the Party by Kelly Quinlan. It was actually a friend group, and I love them. It was just, She Drives Me Crazy was also written by Kelly Quinlan. But Kelly Quinlan centers friendship a lot in her books. Even though there's like an element of romance there, the main characters are, the love story is actually like the friendship. And it was just, mwah, chef's kiss. Number 12 is, I've read all the books by this author, or I will. And the books, the authors that I've read all their books, Melissa Braden, Chris Bryan, and Sky. I look forward to reading all the books by Ava Freeman. She's amazing. Very amazing. Number 13 is my favorite reread or comfort read, and that is anything by the authors I mentioned earlier. I just randomly picked their books, and it's it for me. The healthiest couples I've read or watched, and I think all the couples written by Ava Freeman. Ava Freeman knows how to write a healthy rom-com. Like, I'm reading it and I'm just like, do you have a marriage and family therapy degree? It's so good. It's so honest and open and vulnerable and sexy, and I just love it. I just love it. And the final one is, this couple won't last. Off the top of my head, I don't have any book, even though I feel like The Beautiful Dreamer one, they would not last. I just... But if you watch The L Word, if Sophie and Finley ever date, I don't think it will last more than 2 working days. Yeah, and that's all I have to say about that. Anyway, thank you for listening. That's it for today. Let me know what you think. I would really like you to try this tag if you're interested. And, you know, answer the ones that you want. Send me a voice note on Anchor app or send a DM on Instagram at Sorry I Only Read Romcoms. Or Hello Anu. Hello Anu everywhere. That is Hello A-A-N-U. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.